live here from Waynesville, North Carolina, where we have the first round of state playoff action here for you tonight between your Tuscola Mountaineers, able to get a first round home game, and they are taking on the West Rowan Falcons out of Mount Ulla, North Carolina, which, as we were talking a little bit about, they're over there kind of near Salisbury. What was it? Where are they in between again?
They're actually between Mooresville and Salisbury, right off I-77.
There you go. So that is where these West Rowan Falcons had to travel from, coming all the way to the mountains, take on your Mountaineers this evening. Just in case anyone out there is listening right now, we do want you to go ahead and let everyone else know that the broadcast has started. Not sure if some people aren't aware that the games might be at 6 instead of 7. So do make sure that you'd let everyone know that if they were going to listen to this game, hey, tell them Tuscola Sports Radio is on. Charles Allison and Ryan Castle talking about the game right now. Go ahead and tune in to that one. So let me give you a little bit of what we're looking forward to here today. Of course, West Rowan's one of those teams. They're not inputting their information on Max Prep, so I'm not able to give you like in-depth stats for them. I can tell you that throughout the entire season, they were a very good home playing team. They went 10-2 at home. However, on the road, they struggled a little bit. They were 5-7, so that's something that we have to look forward to going into today. But they come from a very strong conference. They're in the South Piedmont 3A Conference. And they actually managed to bring 7 teams from that conference into the tournament. I believe it was a 10-team conference, maybe. So 7 of the 10 teams made it into the playoffs. So that's just an incredible feat right there. West Rowan, who we're playing tonight, finished at 4th in the conference. They had Cox Mill, who, if we manage to win tonight against West Rowan, that's who we will more than likely be playing on Thursday, is Cox Mill. They're the number 1 seed from the Midwest, taking on the number 16 and lowest ranked seed that made it into the tournament from the West. That is Ashbrook, and that's who Cox Mill is taking on first round. So if we win tonight, that's more than likely who we would be playing. And Cox Mill is over there in Concord area, but we have to make it through tonight. And the South Piedmont Conference also has Hickory Ridge, J.M. Robinson, Jesse Carson, Central Cabarrus, and Concord. That's just teams that made it into the into this tournament. So they had East Rowan and West Rowan and one other team. I can't remember off the top of my head, but they had a lot of teams that in that conference that made it. So they're definitely a pretty good team.
Well, and the schools here in Haywood County, that seems to be the general direction we end up playing in all the sports in the playoffs. I know Tuscola Soccer a couple years ago ended up playing Cox Mill, and of course Pisgah, I believe, in football played Jesse Carson, which is where the girls are at tonight. So it seems like when we get into the seeding process and the traveling, that seems to be the area that we're playing is in the Rowan and Cabarrus County area.
Yeah, that does seem to be what's kind of been the trend, at least, for this western part of the state. We tend to go that direction and play those teams. So that South Piedmont Conference is probably pretty familiar with our faces over there, that's for sure. Looking at the Tuscola side of things, we've been averaging nearly 70 points a game. That's been going up and up throughout the entire year, so they've been scoring a whole lot more here lately. Field goal percentage is going up. We're at 43 for the year, 33.7 rebounds a game, 15.7 assists per game, and 8 steals a game, and about 3.5 blocks a game. West Hoosing's points per game average has been going steadily up throughout the entire season as well. Of course, his first game was right there before Christmas, coming back from that arm break that he had before the beginning of the season. So he missed about the first month. And then coming back, he has been nothing but solid for us. He's now averaging 19.4 points per game, just behind Landon Henley at 20.1 points per game. Both those players, respectively, West Hoosing made 100 free throws. The Henley's made 98, so they've been battling all season to see who's made the most. West Hoosing's free throw percentage, though, is through the roof. He's at 87%. West Hoosing's averaging 5 rebounds a game, 3 assists, and also a steal and a half. Henley's at 12.5 rebounds a game, so he's been averaging a double-double. Didn't look up his stats for this one, but I'm sure he's still somewhere around, 60th or so in the nation in double-double average. So that's something pretty big for Landon Henley as a sophomore to be averaging that. Danny's at 1.4 blocks a game. Perkins, our third leading scorer, at 9.5 points a game. Wilson, 8.5 points a game. Also, Curvin at 5.5 points a game. He also gets a little over 3 rebounds a game. Pretty big for a bench player right there. And he gets some big rebounds, too, that is for sure. So that is kind of what you're looking at for these Mountaineers against these West Rowan Falcons this evening. Let me give you some quick updates for the way the playoffs are going to work. So if we win this one, as mentioned, we're going to be taking on either the 1 or the 16 seed, whoever decides to win that game, more than likely Cox Mill. And then it just kind of goes on through there. But the way they have it seeded is instead of doing it 1 through 16, they kind of seeded the entire conference 1 through 32. Right. That was so the way it actually worked out is even though North Henderson grabbed the number 2 West seed behind Freedom, who got the number 1 West seed, North Henderson actually managed to get the number 2 overall for the western end of the state.
Right.
So that's a pretty interesting thought to keep in mind. So I'm assuming that means if they were to take on Cox Mill, like looking way down the line, looking to basically the western finals somehow, if they were to take on Cox Mill, would that mean North Henderson would grab a home game even though they're a 2 seed and Cox Mill's a 1 seed?
Well, there's 2 seeds. There's an overall seed,
yeah,
which is for the entire half of the
yes.
state. And then there's their pod seed. The first number, if I believe how I remember reading it correctly, the first number you see is their pod seed based inside their pod. Their overall seed is what's going to determine a home game.
So that means North Henderson, if it somehow made it down to that far, this is looking way ahead. I was just kind of interested by that fact. That would mean North Henderson would get a home game
right.
over Cox Mill.
They're the number 2. Of course, number 1, I believe, is Freedom.
No, yeah, Freedom.
Overall in the west,
yeah,
western
Freedom,
area.
Yeah, Freedom is number 1 for the western. Cox Mill is number 1 for the Midwest. But I guess with the overall seedings, the way it worked, North Henderson technically got a better overall seed than Cox Mill, even though North Henderson's a 2 seed in the West and Cox Mill's a 1 seed in the Midwest. That's just a pretty interesting fact, but that's way down the road. I was just a little bit intrigued by that stat.
Well, and if you look at their brackets, if you actually look online at the state brackets, they're only putting one number on there now, but there is another sheet that you go to that's got both.
Yes. Okay, so now looking over to what also is going on tonight for Pisgah on the other side of the county, the Pisgah boys ended up grabbing an away game first round, and they're playing Piedmont, which is southeast of Charlotte, if I believe
I think
I'm
it's
correct.
It's down towards the Monroe area.
Yeah, it is. So they had to travel a good 3 hours or so today for that game, so that's who they're taking on first round, and if they manage to pick up a win, more than likely, they're going to be taking on Freedom next round, which is over there in the Hickory area, correct?
Well, Freedom is in Morganton.
Morganton, thank you.
And everybody's – Freedom is good in basketball, good in football. That's where Brandon Allen, who played at Pisgah, left formerly coached at Tuscola. He's the head – or was formerly the head coach at Freedom. He has since resigned, but he was there. Freedom's a very strong basketball program, has been for a long time. Football – been pretty strong for the last decade or so. But the thing, interesting, quite a bit of consternation down the eastern end of Haywood County about the travel situation, having to go down there. There was some questions about how Pisgah had a better overall record than Tuscola. Why are we on the road and Tuscola at home? Well, the reason they're on the road and they're not, you don't go over the overall record. Each school turns in 20 games.
Mm-hmm.
So they can have an even, because not all schools in the state play the same amount of games. They have a limit, but they base it on a 20-game schedule. Pisgah had one less win and one more loss
yep.
than Tuscola. So what you can do, you can extrapolate from that is look at the tournament. That tournament win, Tuscola got over Pisgah, and that actually put them at the dividing line. Tuscola is 16th in the seedings.
Yep.
Pisgah wound up 17th. And that's the dividing line between the top 32
yes.
is 16 and 17. And so that's why Pisgah's on the road.
Yeah, that is just how it happened to work out. Now, that it was a little unfortunate. The reason Pisgah didn't have as many games is because their football team made it a little further in the playoffs. But that hurt them because they weren't able to get as many pre-games, which kind of caused them to lose some of their first games because they were a little rusty coming back out.
Right.
So it hurt them in the long run. That's why they ended up getting an away game first round.
Had they won that tournament game, they would have been
yep.
even. Of course, and that probably, I imagine, at that point, whoever put the seedings together is going to look at head-to-head.
Yeah.
And had they won the tournament game, that would have given them two victories over Tuscola.
It is now time for our Dickey's Barbecue Keys to the Game. Everybody wants Dickey's Barbecue on game day. Dickey's is located on New Clyde Highway in Canton. You can call 492-1112 and get some Dickey's Barbecue today. Charles, I'll throw it to you. What's your key for this one?
Well, we got West Rowan coming in. They've got two guys, 6'8" and 6'6". Their 6'8" center, Caleb Malden, is 230 pounds. It's going to be quite a bit bigger than Landon Henley. Can Landon Henley hold his ground tonight?
I think one thing I want to see these Mountaineers do is get this team in some foul trouble. Make them start thinking a little bit and have them really working the bench and trying to think of any type of crazy situation, because I think if you can get this team really thinking, it might throw them off their game, because I'm pretty sure they're going to be a pretty fast-paced team. So that's something we're going to watch out for tonight is the 6'8 guy, and let's see if we can't get them into a little bit of foul trouble here this evening. Well, you just heard the buzzer right there. We're getting pretty close to getting underway. We're going to have the national anthem, and then we'll get you the lineup. So we're going to take us a break. When we come back, we'll get you those starting lineups for the West Rowan Falcons and your home team tonight, the Tuscola Mountaineers. You're listening to Mountaineer Basketball on Tuscola Sports Radio.
Only 0.5% of all high school student athletes play basketball in college, but all 100% of them become adults. That's why playing basketball in their high school team is so important. High school athletes learn life lessons that help them grow up, lessons that can't be taught in the classroom and often aren't taught at home. This message presented by the North Carolina High School Athletic Association and the North Carolina Athletic Directors Association.
Orthopedic surgeons are seeing an increase in overuse injuries when young athletes perform the same repetitive stressful motions over and over. Pitching, tennis, weight training, even long swimming workouts can cause overuse trauma that may require surgery. If your kids play and train hard, visit orthoinfo.org or stopsportsinjuries.org. A message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons and the American Orthopedic Society for Sports Medicine.
Hi, Mom. Is Claire's birthday party today? Me again, Mom. Where did I put my history book? Hi. Sorry, forgot one last thing. Sometimes it's hard to concentrate. At school, I start looking out the window, and then I forget what I was supposed to be thinking about. I know it seems like I don't care, but I do. It's just difficult for me. Love you, Mom. Bye.
Join parents and experts at Understood.org, a free online resource about learning and attention issues to help your child thrive. Brought to you by Understood.org and the Ad Council.
VisitNC.com has newly enhanced mobile capabilities, so you can easily locate a spa, look for a beautiful beach to lie out in the sun, or a nice mountain hammock to take an afternoon nap. Mobile technology that helps you get a lot less mobile. That's the beauty of VisitNC.com. Log on, plan a trip, start kicking back. Sponsored by the North Carolina Association of Broadcasters and Division of Tourism in cooperation with this station.
Basketball continues on Tuscola Mountaineers Sports Radio.
Welcome back here to Waynesville, North Carolina for the first round of state playoffs between your Tuscola Mountaineers and the visiting team of the West Rowan Falcons this evening. I'm joined with my broadcast partner Charles Allison, and I am Ryan Castle, looking to bring you this fantastic first round action here tonight. And what should be a very interesting game of something interesting I ended up looking up as well that I find kind of mind-boggling to me is according to Max Prep rankings for 3A, it's a little bit different than what the NCHSAA comes up with, but according to Max Prep's rankings, Tuscola ended up 51st in 3A rankings. This West Rowan team is 13th for 3A rankings, so there's a big discrepancy right there.
Well, but if you read the Max Prep's website, it'll tell you there, right there when they start talking about rankings, that those are not used for seeding purposes.
Definitely not used for seeding purposes at all. And getting into starting lineups right now for the West Rowan Falcons, we're going to have number 1, Paris Hilly; number 5, Cortez Weeks; number 22, Armani Hogue; number 24, Austin Love; and number 44, Caleb Malden. He's the 6'8 junior weighing at 230. He's a big boy out there, that's for sure. Of course, now we're about to get set and underway with the starting lineups for your home team of the Tuscola Mountaineers. So proud of these boys able to manage a first-round home game in the state playoffs. That's very awesome.
Very important to try to get off to a good start. And they've been ascending, so hope we can keep it going tonight.
Yes. Number 3, Anthony West, who will be a starter, been extremely solid for us ever since coming back Got number 10, Hayden Swanger, still reminiscing over that huge dunk he had a couple weeks ago against Franklin on senior night.
He tried to get another one.
Yeah, he did.
Didn't quite make it in the tournament there.
Number 23, Brooks Wilson. Very solid from the corner threes for us all year. Landon Henley, our double-double big guy down low.
And of course, Brooks, we thought maybe he had the winning shot.
Oh, goodness.
Last Thursday night, wasn't to be.
Man, that's still a heartbreaking loss for these boys, but hopefully they're able to take some good from that game. And, of course, we have number 32, Jack Sutton, rounding out the starting crew this evening. Two sophomores, three seniors. That consists of your starting lineup for the Tuscola Mountaineers. This is very interesting. They have number 5, the 6'2 guy, going up for the tip over the 6'8 guy. That's pretty interesting, giving up 6 inches of height. Pretty sure this number 5 kid can jump through the roof, though. Going against Landon Henley. Tip is up. It's actually going to be won by Henley. He hands it off into
Hayden's hands. Psychological ploy there.
Yeah. Sutton to Henley in the corner for 3. Wow. Henley trying to work his way downtown already. It's missed. Rebound falling to the Falcons. It's down low quickly into the hands of Love. Back out wide for a shot from Weeks, and he misses. However, quickly there's a rebound falling into the hands of number 22. That's Armani Hogue. He goes up, misses, but is fouled. Getting to the line for 2. These Falcons wearing a gray shirt. They have white lettering and blue numbers. It's kind of hard to read those numbers on that shirt.
It's a very pale, almost Carolina-like blue.
Yes. So the first free throw from Hogue rattles in. So that's going to be the first points of the night going down for the Falcons of West Rowan. Second free throw up. This one nothing but net. 2-0 now the score in favor of the Falcons with 7:41. Quickly a press going to be brought on. These Mountaineers, it was trouble against North Henderson. They work it into Sutton, and there's a foul. That works. I was going to go on number 24, Austin Love. He's a senior captain for them. So 7 minutes and 40 seconds left. Mountaineers down by 2. Ball is inbounded to Westhusen. He throws a pass straight into Love. He goes up for layup, misses. Hogue's there for rebound, and he gets the first 4 points, and he's fouled going back to the line for another free throw. So it's quickly 4-0 in the first 27 seconds tonight against these Falcons of West Rowan.
Well, Tuscola, once again, having trouble with the full court press. They're going to have to try to go back to the same method that they used in the second half against North Henderson.
Second free throw was missed, rebounded by Henley. He works it up to Westhusen. Westhusen's at the wing. Top of the key, passes over to Sutton. Sutton drives to the wing and finds Henley. Henley looking, passing to Westhusen. He drives the baseline, kicks it out to Henley for an 18-foot jumper. That one no good. And that was number 5, Weeks, with a rebound. Weeks finds Hilly. He drives, finds Hogue. Excuse me, that's Weeks. Back to Hilly. Down low, in to Malden. It gets stripped away and stolen by the Mountaineers. Sutton, he's coming down the court. Finds Wilson. Back to Sutton at the wing. Sutton, top of the key, passing over to Westhusen. He drives inside, gets to the bucket. 15-foot jumper, no good. And that is going to be Hogue who follows the rebound. He hands it off to Weeks. Weeks at the wing, calling out for a screen, instead kicks it cross-court to Hilly. Over to Hogue, to Hilly, to Weeks, down low to Malden. Malden, he's going to take an 18-foot turnaround jumper, misses. Sure. And that is going to be Westhusen with the rebound. We have 6.5 minutes left. Mountaineers trail 4-0 right now. Westhusen at the wing, passing over to Henley, takes his eye off the ball, so Henley loses it but gets it back. Henley's going to pull it out to the jump circle, act as the point guard now. What a pass into Hayden Swanger. First points on the board going in for the Mountaineers. It's now 4-2. It looks like the Mountaineers bringing a bit of a press themselves, that 1-2-2 press. And slouching back in that 3-2 zone they've been running the past few games. Weeks in the corner takes a 3. He misses. Malden, not being boxed out at all, has an easy rebound to put back. 6-2 the score in favor of the Falcons now with 5:50 left here in the first. Wilson's driving, hands it off to Westhusen in the backcourt. They get it up and over to Hayden. Hayden breaks the press, drives inside, goes in for another lay-in, misses. This one rebounded by Malden. He hands it off to Hilly. Hilly, down the court, passes over to Hogue. Down low, into Love, back out to Hogue, to Hilly. Drive, left hand, scoop. What an athletic move. Can't finish it, though. It's going to be rebounded by Hayden to Sutton. He cross-courts it to Westhusen. Westhusen at the wing for 3 for his first points. Oh, my goodness, rattles in and out. Weeks with the rebound for the Falcons. He kicks it up top to Hilly. Back to Weeks. To Hilly up top. He gets it to Hogue, who pump fakes one way, drives the other, finds Weeks at the top of the key to Hilly for three. He takes a shot, this one up and nothing but net. 9-2 early on for these Falcons with 4:55 left here in the first quarter. They work it into Sutton, up and over to Hayden. They break the press. Hayden drives to the wing, slows it down, picks up his dribble, hands it off to Henley at the wing. Henley, he drives to the top of the key. Henley slow at the top of the key with the ball, finds Wilson at the wing. These Mountaineers trail by 7 with 4.5 minutes left here in the first quarter. West Hoosing with the ball at the wing. He's going to drive in, take a 15-foot jumper. That one no good. Malden gets a rebound, hands it off to Hilly. Hilly down the court quickly, finds a cutting Weeks. He goes up for a shot, misses. Henley's there for the board. Henley's outnumbered, though, 1-3. He cross-courts it over to Sutton. To West Hoosing. Shot from him is good. There's the first points for West Hoosing. Maybe that'll get him rolling. 9-4 the score now in favor of the Falcons with 4:05 left here in the first quarter. Hilly with the ball in the backcourt. He splits a double team.
Hilly is a very quick, athletic player.
Down low to Malden. Malden, turnaround, spin move is no good. Rebound falling to Hilly, though. What a pass over to Love. He has a pretty easy put in. 11-4 the score now for the Falcons with 3:45 left here in the first quarter. Hayden Swanger at the wing. He drives in, picks up a dribble, finds West Hoosing for three. This one no good either. Malden with another rebound. 3.5 minutes left here in the first quarter. Mountaineers trail by 7. Hilly down the court quickly, and another three falls in for him.
Over sudden, Coach Messer going to call a timeout.
Yes, he is. 14-4 is the score. It's just the 30-second timeout taken with 3 minutes and 31 seconds left here. And these Mountaineers, they need to stop this pressure. It almost seems like they're just a little bit slow out of the gates right now, doesn't it?
Well, and their shot's not falling. They're drawing iron, but not quite getting in. They're just a little short right now.
I mean, it's not exceptionally fast play from these Falcons. They're not doing anything that we haven't seen all year. We just can't get a shot to fall down right now. And looks like we have a new 5 out onto the floor now for the Falcons. As I was starting to learn their names, going to have to try to pick up on the new ones. Darius Cure. We also have Martavio Rankin. Got to find their numbers. It's extremely hard to read. Jason Delgado, number 33. Thank you. Tyrese Lawrence. Mountaineers with the ball in the backcourt. He goes up and over to Wilson. He comes with it. McFall's in the corner with the ball now. Down low to Curvin. What a pass. Easy finish for him. 14-6 now the score. It's into the backcourt right now. That is number 2 with the ball. That is Cure. Cure into the corner for Lawrence. Lawrence up top. Back over to Cure at the wing. Now it's into the hands of Rankin. So Lawrence. Excuse me, that's Delgado. Delgado for three. That's their third three of the evening to fall down. 17-6 is the score with 2:50 left here in this first quarter. Mountaineers trail by 11 now. And Perkins trying to hit either Wilson or West Hoosing. I'm not sure which one, but it's thrown away. It's going to be the Falcons ball on the sideline once again. Cure to inbound it. These numbers are extremely hard to read on these jerseys for the West Rowan Falcons. Once they're moving, you can't see anything on them. That's Delgado to inbound it into Cure. Back to Delgado. Back to Cure. Over to Rankin. To Cure. To Delgado. Delgado in the corner finds Cure top of the key. He kicks it down low into the hands of Lawrence, who hands it off to number 4, Rankin. To Cure. Back to Delgado at the wing. Cure at the top of the key to Rankin at the wing. He's going to drive to the top of the key himself. Find Delgado. Into the corner now for Cure. He drives baseline. Runner from him is good. 19-6 now the score in favor of the Falcons with 2:15 left here in the first quarter. Up and over to West Hoosing. He's still in the backcourt. Finds Curvin. Curvin's going to break the pressure. Curvin driving. Finds Perkins for three. It's up. Good. There we go. Our first three of the evening falls down. That might be our push right there from the behind the arc.
Well, we got to get some defensive stops here too. They're just sort of passing around and passing around that zone until they get an open man.
Rankin, back to Cure. They break the pressure. Rankin with it to Delgado. To Rankin. To Cure at the wing. He's going to drive. 15-foot runner. Gets that one to fall in. 21-9. This Falcons team's really not missing too many shots right now.
They're on fire. There's no doubt.
Rodgers to Perkins in the backcourt. They get across the pressure. And Perkins throws the bullet. That was about 12 feet in the air. I don't think any player on either team could have made that catch.
They went straight to the wall.
Yeah, 1.5 minutes left here in the first quarter. Mountaineers struggling in this one, trailing 21-9 right now to the Falcons. Here with the ball in the backcourt. Finds Rankin. Up to number 25, L.J. Robinson. To Lawrence. Into the corner for Delgado. For another three, this one up, and wow. These Falcons just aren't missing. 24 points in the first 6 minutes and 45 seconds here in the first quarter. Mountaineers trail by 15 already. Perkins at the wing with the ball. He's looking still in the backcourt. They need to get across the timeline quick. He does. To Rogers. Rogers up top to Perkins. To Kervin. Kervin, spin move. Down low pass to Rogers. He pump fakes. Gets to the bucket. Goes up. He is fouled. That one's going to go on number 25, L.J. Robinson. Sending Rogers to the line for two free throws. And the Mountaineers, they were, Rogers has been pretty solid from the line, shooting around 70% for the year. And once again, another mass substitution going to be coming in for the Falcons. Rogers makes good on his first one. We get up into the double digits now. It's 24-10 with 54 seconds left here. Back to the starting lineup now for the Falcons. It seems like they have two teams of five that they basically like to play. Both teams very solid.
I've got an update from the girls' game. Jesse Carson's up 13-10 with 2:18 left in the first.
Thank you for that one. Rogers makes good on his second free throw, making it 24-11 now in favor of the West Rowan Falcons. We have 50 seconds left here in the first quarter. That's going to be Weeks with the ball to Hilly. Hilly across the timeline, top of the key, drive inside, hand off to Malden. It's going to be stolen away by Wilson. Finds Perkins. Perkins, he's going to come down the court, kick it to Henley. 15-foot jumper from him is up and good with Malden right in his face, too. 24-13 now the score in favor of the Falcons with 30 seconds left here in the first. Weeks up and over to Love. He finds Hilly. Looks like these Falcons might try to save up for the last shot of the quarter. Think they'd be crazy not to right now. They have an 11-point lead. There's 17 seconds left. Hilly's just holding it at the jump circle. Hasn't even made a move here in about 10 or 15 seconds now. We have 10 seconds left. He starts his move to the basket. At the wing. Kicks it down low to Weeks. Weeks loses it. It's stolen away by Kervin. Kervin. Full length drive of the court. Half court shot.
Oh, man.
Ooh, nearly rattles it in. But that is going to be the end of the first quarter. Mountaineers trail 24-13 going into the second quarter of action. We're going to take us a break. When we come back, we'll get you set up for more first-round state playoff action between the Mountaineers and the West Rowan Falcons. You're listening to Mountaineer Basketball on Tuscola Sports Radio.
Make the short drive to Taylor Ford in Waynesville and take advantage of the New Year Savings event on a great selection of new Ford trucks, cars, and SUVs at the guaranteed lowest prices of the new year. Ask about Taylor Ford's New Year rebates and special financing on selected vehicles. Taylor Ford in Waynesville, we have your vehicle. Just make your choice and we'll get the price right. 524 Russ Avenue or TaylorFordOnline.com.
You're listening to Live Basketball on Tuscola Mountaineers Sports Radio.
Welcome back here to Waynesville, North Carolina for first round state playoff action between the Mountaineers and the West Rowan Falcons. Mountaineers currently trail 24-13. Charles, give us some stats from that first.
Well, Tuscola's got six players on the books right now, but only one has more than 2 points, and that's Grayson Perkins with a three-point field goal. West Rowan has also six players on the book right now, but they have two players with two three-point field goals apiece, Hilly and Delgado.
There you go, giving them 6 points right now. And the Falcons will get the ball to start off this second quarter. It's up top to Weeks. To Love in the at the wing. Now it's into the corner. And crossing back court, Love with the ball. Down low, in two. That is Weeks. And Hilly takes a three-pointer. He is no good. And long rebound is just going to sail out of bounds. So the Mountaineers will get the ball on the sideline.
Actually, nobody over there on that side of the basket. Mm-mm. It just rolled out.
7:39 left here in the first half now. Mountaineers trail by 11. West Hoosing with the ball at the wing. Going to hand it off to Henley. Henley up top to Sutton. Sutton into the corner to Hayden. It's stolen away by Hilly, though. Hilly way up court to Weeks. He has a lay-in, and it's good. Mountaineers are doubled up right now by the Falcons, 26-13 with 7:15 left here in the first half. Sutton to Wilson. Wilson, they have a three-on-two. They find Hayden Swanger. Back up top to Wilson to Westhoosing. He's going to drive, find Hilly, and they call a carry violation right there.
Little too much passing right there. We had two guys open, and they gave up the shot.
26-13 right now in favor of the West Rowan Falcons. Mountaineers needing to get something going pretty quick. We have 7 minutes and 5 seconds left here in the second quarter.
West really picking up the pace here a little bit on us this quarter.
Hilly to Hogue in the corner. Back up top to Hilly. Now it's in Weeks' hands. He gets it down low to Malden. He's triple teamed and still gets a shot in.
Well, he got position. He backed Henley up and fronted him out, and they got the pass into him.
28-13 now in favor of the Falcons. Mountaineers in the backcourt. They break the pressure. And Westhusen gets it tipped from behind straight into the hands of Hilly. Hilly, drive, left hand, finish is no good. Wilson's there for rebound, but Hilly strips it right back away. He goes up for a shot. This one is missed. Malden gets a rebound, and he puts it in. 30-13 is the score now in favor of the Falcons. Six unanswered to open out this second quarter.
It'll be a full, I believe.
And with that full timeout on the court, that means winter is coming, so why don't you head on over to Crompton's Auto Martin Service Center on Delwood Road to get your vehicle serviced for harsh weather. Crompton's Auto has quality buy here, pay here, cars and trucks. Mountaineers trail by 17 at 30-13 with 6.5 left here in the first half. You're listening to Mountaineer Basketball on Tuscola Sports Radio.
The way we do banking has changed a lot over the years. Whether it's coming into the office for a home mortgage loan or asking for them right at the dealership for your auto loan, Champion Credit Union is the place to start. They simplify the lending process, offering you the best rates and terms in a way that fits your schedule, your needs. And because they don't have shareholders, their focus is dedicated solely on you. So, why would you go anywhere else? Champion Credit Union. Experience lending. Simplified. Federally insured by NCUA.
Back to the action. This is Tuscola Basketball on Mountaineer Sports Radio.
Welcome back here to Waynesville, North Carolina for first round state playoff action between these Tuscola Mountaineers and the Falcons of West Rowan.
And I have a score update from the girls game. Jesse Carson now up 18-10 at the end of the first.
There you go. Scoring update from the girls who have on the road in China Grove, North Carolina, taking on Jesse Carson. And right now, these boys having a bit of a struggle here too. Trailing 30-13 early on in the second quarter. This press has got to be something we have got to break here and learn how to do it fast. Sutton tries to get it back up and over to Wilson, and it's tipped by Hogue. So that timeout didn't seem to be to work too well for us right there. Let's see if we can't figure out something now. Wilson still with the ball in the backcourt, going to pass it back in. Kicks it over to Westhusen. Westhusen to Wilson, and Wilson just loses it out of bounds. He takes his eyes off the ball. 6:22 left here in this first half. Mountaineers trail by 17 at 30-13. That's going to be Weeks to inbound the ball to Love. Back up top to Hilly. Hilly looking, dribbling to the top of the key and finds Hogue.
The second Falcon unit approaches to the scorer's table.
Hogue with the ball now. At the wing, it's Weeks. Back to Hogue. Back to Hilly in the corner. Up top to Weeks, to Hogue at the wing, to Malden down low. Malden's triple teamed, maybe even quadruple teamed. He just loses it through his legs.
Swanger reached in there and got it, and we got wholesale substitutions on both sides.
Yeah, it's the same five that they're working in and out right now.
The blue squad, we'll call them.
We got the gray and blue squad, I guess that's what we'll call it. Gray's the starting squad, blue's the second squad. They're pretty good too, though. Westhusen to Perkins. Back over to Westhusen. They seem to break the press a little bit easier on this blue squad. Westhusen being guarded by Delgado right now. He finds Rogers. Rogers with the ball at the wing. Dribbling inside. Cuts to the bucket.
Cut up there
up top to Westhusen. Westhusen gets to the bucket. Bounce pass to Kervin. Kervin, spin move. Finish. Oh. No good, but Henley's there for a rebound and a putback. 30-15 now in favor of the Falcons with 5:30 left here in the first half. Cure with the ball into the backcourt for Rankin. Back over to Cure. And they break the pressure. Gets inside. A lay-in from him is good.
He just took it all the way down the middle.
No one stopped him. 32-15. Mountaineers break the press quick this time. Westhusen at the wing with the ball. Up and over to Henley. Back over to Westhusen for three. It's no good. Westhusen cannot get a three-pointer to fall down right now. Lawrence gets a rebound. Hands it up to Cure. He has another drive. Finds Delgado. To Rankin. Back to Delgado. He is as open as you can be for three, but he misses. Great boxing out from Perkins, but you can't help a long rebound. It falls straight to Lawrence. They get it to Rankin. Back up and over to Delgado. To Rankin. Top of the key. Cure with the ball at the wing now. Back up to Rankin. To Cure. He's going to drive inside. Try a little pass down low to Lawrence.
Got a jump ball situation.
Yeah, it's going to be kind of blocked. It's going to be called a jump ball, and the Mountaineers have possession. So good little defensive stop from them right there, the Mountaineers. Trail by 17, though, still, with 4:42 left here in this first half.
Well, if Tuscola's going to make a move, they got to do it on this second unit here.
West Hoosing to Rogers. He's going to break the pressure, get across the timeline, get inside the key, kick it over to West Hoosing in the corner. West Hoosing dribbling it around right now. He's going to bring it out of the corner and back up to the top of the key. He's now at the halfway line, into the corner now for Rogers. Turnaround three-pointer from him. It's going to rattle in. There we go. 32-18 the score with 4:15 left here in the first half now. Mountaineers trail by 14. A little bit more intense pressure, but it's broken. And it's quickly stolen from behind by Perkins.
Perkins, and he saved it.
Yeah, he stole it away from Lawrence, gets it up to West Hoosing.
And Coach from West seen enough, he's putting the first squad back up to the bench.
Rogers with the ball at the wing. Down low, pass to Kervin. I have no idea how that snuck through. The Mountaineers get it up to 32-20 now. We're on a bit of a run with 3:50 left here in the first half. Rankin, he's going to break the pressure from the Mountaineers, get across the timeline and find Cure. At the top of the key, he kicks it over to Delgado at the wing. Delgado dribbling around, gets it back up top to Rankin. Into the corner for Delgado, to Rankin. Rankin back to Delgado. They're kind of just passing back and forth right now. Rankin with the ball, back to Delgado again, back to Rankin again. He finally cross-courts it over to Cure, but Rankin with the ball to Delgado for three. They've left him open quite a bit, and he will make you pay for it, too.
West's going to take a timeout here.
35-20 now in favor of the Falcons of West Rowan with 3:17 left here in the first half. It is just the 30-second timeout, so we're going to hold it right here through it. These Mountaineers, they seem to be playing a little bit better, but right now this lead's just it's a little high, so looking going into halftime. Let's see if we can't somehow cut this into single digits. We're going to have to do it against the gray squad, though, as we're calling them now. I'm pretty sure the first five are going to come back into this game.
He had them up after that second score there where we cut that pass that Rogers threw right through the lane into Kervin's hands. West coach had seen enough and got his first unit back up there to the scorer's table to check back in. Finally, he called timeout to get a dead ball situation.
And that first unit is back in. Perkins is going to inbound it. They find Rogers cutting to the middle. There we go. We finally cut to the middle. It broke the press so fast. It's incredible. And West Hoosing with the ball at the wing now. He finds Henley in the corner. Henley, he's going to drive down low. Cut to the basket. Little turnaround jumper is no good over Malden. Kervin trying to steal it away from Malden, but he's given up about 8 to 10 inches on him right there. And so Malden's able to hold on to it.
Malden's already got about 6 rebounds so far.
Love tries a kick out pass to Cure, and it's just going to go out of bounds as Cure let it sail through his hands and into the backcourt. Whether one way or another, if he had picked it up, it would have either been a backcourt violation or out of bounds.
Well, what happens is, though, the ball comes out close to our basket. So he would have been better off to have picked it up, touched it a little right towards the midcourt line.
Yeah. So Rogers inbounds it to Perkins, finds West Hoosing. West Hoosing, he's going to drive down baseline, cuts to the hole and find Henley. Henley looking and dribbling, cross-courts it over to Kervin. It's stolen away by Love. Love, full-length drive, gets it tipped from behind by Kervin. Great play. Henley there for the rebound. That's a block to Kervin and a rebound to Henley. Rogers with the ball top of the key. He's going to drive. Little runner from him is good. 35-22 now the score with 2:24 left here in the first half. That is going to be Weeks with the ball to Hilly at the wing. Back over to Weeks. Down low to Love. He goes up, misses.
Kervin gets it again, I believe. And a third time.
Yes, Kervin making a big night for himself right now. And West Hoosing gets a rebound.
So like three block shots in about 30 seconds.
To Rogers for three. Trying to cut the game to a little closer. Misses, but Henley is there for the putback. 35-24. It's back to 11 points. Under 2 minutes left here in this first half now. Weeks with the ball. Hands it off to Hilly. He cross-courts it over to Cure, who stays in the game from that second squad. He's on the first squad now. Weeks with the ball at the wing. Up top to Cure. To Hilly. He's going to drive inside. Get to the bucket. Lay-in from him is good. He's so quick. 37-24 now the score. Kervin with the ball. He's going to drive wing. Spin move. Down low. Little lay-in. Wow!
I thought he was actually passing it to somebody.
I do, too. Kervin had a phenomenal finish right there. I don't know how he got that one in. But it did manage to squeak its way in, and he got fouled. So he's at the line for an and-one situation. Potential to bring this game down to a 10-point lead for the first time in quite some time against these West Rowan Falcons. With a minute and a half left here in the first half, Kervin at the line. Been about 70% for the season. That should be a lane violation if they don't. And they don't call it. They are going to call it. Okay.
Yeah, he's the back official all the way back at the half-court line. Two guys closer, and the guy in the back calls it.
We'll take it. He missed the free throw, but number five, trying to jump the gun a little bit, touched his fingers into the lane as Kervin took the shot. So that's a lane violation. Good. So Kervin, another opportunity.
Good call by you, Ryan Kessler. Mm-hmm. I'll get you a strapped shirt.
Yay. I don't know if I want that. Second free throw from Kervin is no good, so he wasn't able to convert on either of his only attempts. Minute 25 left here in the first half. Mountaineers still trailed by 11. Hogue with the ball up top to Hilly. Hilly back over into Weeks, down low into Love. Back to Weeks. He's going to drive. Get inside. It's tipped a little. Weeks still manages to keep it, and the tip is no good from Malden, and Kervin's there for a rebound. It's into the backcourt for West Hoosing. Mountaineers a chance to cut it into single digits with the made basket here. West Hoosing brings it out to the jump circle, finds Rogers. Rogers from way downtown. Misses, but Henley's there for the board. Finds West Hoosing for three. This one no good either. And Rogers is there for a rebound. Throws it off
his
head. Throws it off the head of Hogue. Great play from Rogers to save that one.
Great play by Max Rogers there.
Yeah, I'm not sure how much I agreed with this shot from about 10 feet behind the three-point line a second ago, but he made a good play right there. So the Mountaineers retain possession underneath their basket, trailing by 11 right now with 48 seconds left here in the first half. Rogers to inbound it into Henley. He goes up. Shot from him is good. 37-28 now the score. We've cut it into single digits with 40 seconds left here in the first half. Hilly, he's down the court. Finds Perkins. Perkins was guarding defense. That is Weeks with the ball. Down low into, I can't see who that is.
Blocked by Henley
there. That is. That was number 33, Lawrence. West Hoosing has the ball now down the court for the Mountaineers. He finds Henley. Henley to West Hoosing. West Hoosing for three. Would love to see one fall down, and he
Henley
gets it.
Henley set a good screen for him there.
37-31. It's only a six-point game now with 13 seconds left here in the first half. These Falcons are going to hold for the last shot, though. Hilly coming down the court. We have 8 seconds left. He's across the timeline. 5 seconds. He's going to start needing to make his move. He cuts into the basket, gets into the lane. What a finish, but he misses.
That's the first one he's missed.
We'll take it. And going into halftime, these Mountaineers who trailed by 17 at one point have cut it down to 6 now at 37-11 going into halftime. We're going to take us a break. When we come back, we'll give you some quick first half stats. You're listening to Mountaineer Basketball on Tuscola Sports Radio.
Want a fun, reliable, and great-performing off-road dirt bike at a great price? See the 2017 Yamaha TTRs at Waynesville Cycle Center. With four great models, there's a Yamaha TTR perfect for everyone. From the powerful TTR 230 to the kid-friendly TTR 50, ideal for learning and playing. All feature push-button electric start, YZ styling, and reliable four-stroke engines. Visit Waynesville Cycle Center today. Waynesville Cycle Center, Western North Carolina's Yamaha Superstore. $18,999 Great Smoky Mountain Expressway.
Dress properly for your ride with a helmet, eye protection, long sleeves, long pants, gloves, and boots. Do not drink and ride. It's illegal and dangerous.
Make the short drive to Taylor Ford in Waynesville and take advantage of the New Year Savings event on a great selection of new Ford trucks, cars, and SUVs at the guaranteed lowest prices of the new year. Ask about Taylor Ford's New Year rebates and special financing on selected vehicles. Taylor Ford in Waynesville. We have your vehicle. Just make your choice and we'll get the price right. 524 Russ Avenue or TaylorFordOnline.com.
You're listening to Live Basketball on Tuscola Mountaineers Sports Radio.
Welcome back here to Tuscola Sports Radio, where the Mountaineers are currently now only trailing by 6 at 37-31 here at halftime, and it was a fantastic little comeback for them. Tuscola Basketball is brought to you in part by Taylor Ford, Waynesville Cycle Center, Haywood Ace Hardware, Smoky Mountain Cremations and Funeral Services, and Cronson's Auto Mart and Service Center. Charles, go ahead and give us some first half stats.
Well, we've got some spread out scoring all along the book here. We've got Landon Henley now with 8 points. Max Rogers with 7. We've got Lane Kervin with 6, and Lane is who really sparked this comeback here in the second quarter. Then we've got West Hoosing with 5, then Grayson Perkins with 3, and Hayden Swanger with 2. So it's spread out across the board, but Kervin got in there, and that second unit for West was out there, and all of a sudden we started breaking that press a little easier, and we started making a comeback, and Kervin, I think, had 3 block shots in about a 30-second span,
maybe.
Scored a basket, and all of a sudden, Tuscola rallied, and we've cut this thing to a 6-point lead. Looking at the other side, we've got Wes Rand right now. Delgado has 9. He's just hot. All his field goals are 3-pointers so far. Then we've got Hilly with 8, and Hilly's their point guard. He's the one that drives their engine, and he's just driving in and out, and amazing. He's got rubber arms. He can just take that ball and do anything with it and get layups that just that kind of defy you. He's an excellent athlete. Then we've got Cure with six, Malden with six, and, of course, Malden's their big man, mm-hmm. and he's been working Henley pretty hard, and Malden's also got about six rebounds so far. Looking further along, Cure's got six. We've got Hogue with four, Weeks with two, Love with two, and as we mentioned, West has a basically like Carolina used to play in the old days. They had a blue team where Dean Smith would throw five guys out there at one time. West has the same concept about 2 or 3 minutes into the quarter, and it's a smart move. You're in the playoffs. If you've got a five-man second unit, you can stick out there, give your starters some rest, because this playoff slog is a long, hard march, and they're on the road, and they're going to have to play again if they win on Thursday. It's a smart move by their coach to sub in as much as he can.
Yeah, he might have been thinking coming into this one, you know, we're technically higher ranked than them, even though we have to come here on the road. He's like, maybe, you know what, Tuscola is going to be a little bit of a weaker team. Let's give some of my players a break. But these Mountaineers, they've found their groove now. They're starting to scare these West Rowan Falcons. You can see it on their faces a little bit. They're like, whoa, where did this come from? We were not expecting this from these Mountain Boys.
Once we started breaking their press, and it was, and I'm sure they saw film. I'm sure they got film from the North Henderson game.
Oh,
of course, we struggled with the press again against North Henderson for a long time until we came out of halftime. And Coach Messer told him, look, you got to throw over the top of that press and beat them deep, and that's what we did, and that's how we came back against North Henderson. Now, we've not quite utilized it the same way tonight, but it's like you said, we're getting the quick pass to the middle, and we're just pushing the ball up the court, and it started against that second unit, which obviously on their press defense is not maybe quite as quick and agile as that first team, and we've been able to break it, and then once we did that, the points started coming for us, and we got hot.
Yeah, so that is something we're going to be looking forward to going here into the second half. I actually have a scoring update from the Pisgah against South Rowan game. That's who they're playing. We have West Rowan here this evening. They're playing South Rowan. And currently, Pisgah is down at the end of the first quarter, 11-9 to South Rowan over there in Canton, so right across the county. And it looks like... Does that mean the first time that we're winning right now?
That appears to be the first lead we've taken
at halftime
for our girls. Went up 30-28 at halftime.
There you go. Big game for the girls now.
Girls have made a comeback also.
That's pretty awesome for the Tuscola girls. So we'll see what they can do going into the second half. But currently right now, Mountaineers are down by six going into the second half. We're going to take us one more break. When we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about going that first half and going into the second. You're listening to Mountaineer Basketball on Tuscola Sports Radio.
The way we do banking has changed a lot over the years. Whether it's coming into the office for a home mortgage loan or asking for them right at the dealership for your auto loan, Champion Credit Union is the place to start. They simplify the lending process, offering you the best rates and terms in a way that fits your schedule, your needs. And because they don't have shareholders, their focus is dedicated solely on you. So, why would you go anywhere else? Champion Credit Union. Experience lending. Simplified. Federally insured by NCUA.
Make the short drive to Taylor Ford in Waynesville and take advantage of the New Year Savings event on a great selection of new Ford trucks, cars, and SUVs at the guaranteed lowest prices of the new year. Ask about Taylor Ford's New Year rebates and special financing on selected vehicles. Taylor Ford in Waynesville, we have your vehicle. Just make your choice and we'll get the price right. 524 Russ Avenue or TaylorFordOnline.com.
You're listening to Live Basketball on Tuscola Mountaineers Sports Radio.
Welcome back here to Waynesville, North Carolina for the first round of state playoffs between your Tuscola Mountaineer boys and the West Rowan Falcons out of Mount Ulla, North Carolina. And currently the Mountaineers are down by six. That's a whole lot better than it was at 17 a little bit earlier ago. So to have it cut to 37-31, that's what I said. I wanted it to be cut to single digits going into halftime, and we did a lot better than that. I was just wanting 9 points. We got it down to six. So fantastic job going into the second half for your Mountaineers. Both teams are out of the halftime break, and they're just going to be shooting around a little bit. And going into this halftime, we have just got to figure out a way to break that press. You know, you mentioned we need to throw it up and over, or we need to hit the first time we finally hit someone cutting to the middle, and it spread out the floor. Whenever you hit a cutting to the middle, there's no one. Whenever you cut, okay, let me back up a little bit. I'm just so riled up over this press and how we've been trying to break it here in the past, which is a pass to the corner. And whenever you pass to the corner,
You're allowing the trap.
Exactly. You have two people on either side of you, plus you have the baseline. So it's basically a 4-on-1 if you think about it. But if you cut to the middle, you're left wide open and there's no one that can guard you really. So that's why I'm saying we need to cut to the middle during this press break. Or just throw it up and over. That's been working for us, too. One of those two. Do not pass to the corners if you can avoid it, because that has not been working, and it's already caused a ton of steals.
Well, a little amazed, too, there that, you know, what broke that press in the second half against North was they switched out. Instead of having Brooks Wilson bringing the ball out of bounds, they put Grayson Perkins in there to take the ball out of bounds, and he was able to hit that deep strike at midcourt. And until Austin for North Henderson kind of picked up on the fact what we were doing and started reading it a little bit, we were very successful.
Yes.
And that's what put us back in the game against North Henderson. Little surprise we've not tried that for this game so far.
Hopefully we can get a try of that going here in the second half. But we're going to take one more break when we come back. Should be pretty close to getting you into second half basketball. Mountaineers trail by 6 right now at 37-31. You're listening to Mountaineer Basketball on Tuscola Sports Radio.
Make the short drive to Taylor Ford in Waynesville and take advantage of the New Year Savings event on a great selection of new Ford trucks, cars, and SUVs at the guaranteed lowest prices of the new year. Ask about Taylor Ford's New Year rebates and special financing on selected vehicles. Taylor Ford in Waynesville, we have your vehicle. Just make your choice and we'll get the price right. 524 Russ Avenue or TaylorFordOnline.com.
Tuscola fans support their Mountaineers. In the same way, Smoky Mountain Cremations and Funeral Services supports our community. Family-owned and operated in Central Haywood County, Smoky Mountain Cremations and Services provides full services. For affordable personal care, call on Smoky Mountain Cremations and Funeral Services at 828-565-3024. Our family, serving your family. Located at 3264 Broad Street in Clyde. Pleased to support the Tuscola Mountaineers.
You're listening to Live Basketball on Tuscola Mountaineers Sports Radio.
Welcome back here to Waynesville, North Carolina for first round of state playoffs between your Mountaineers and the West Rowan Falcons. The Mountaineers trail by 6 now at halftime at 37-31. But I'm telling you, that first half was scary. We were down by 17 at one point, so cutting it back to 6 is phenomenal. We're already back here into third quarter action. It's going to be the Falcons getting the ball. Hilly with it, looking, passing over to Love. They get it down low to Malden. Looks like that might be their second half
Hilly got
action.
His hand on it.
Malden misses, but he gets his rebound and cross-courts it over to Weeks. Weeks into the corner for Love. Love back over to Weeks, to Hilly. He passes down low to Love, out wide to Hogue. Back to Love. He goes up, and it's travel. We'll take it.
All right, chance to cut this thing right here.
I know. The Mountaineers get a stop on their first possession, 37-31. And here's that press. It's a 1-3-1 press they're working. Halftime between the South Rowan and Pisgah girls. South Rowan is up 26-20 at halftime in that one. We have the press being broken by Wilson up to Henley, who's going to hand it off to Westhusing. Westhusing at the jump circle right now. He's being guarded by Weeks from the Falcons. Westhusing over to Sutton at the wing. Sutton down low to Henley. Pump fakes the turnaround jumper. Back out to Sutton. He's going to get down low. Finish from him. Good.
Good drive.
37-33 now. The Mountaineers cut up to 4 with 7:05 left here in the third quarter. Hilly, top of the key over to Weeks at the wing.
And Sutton gave up quite a few inches on that drive to Love.
Hogue, he's going to drive and find Hilly. Hilly, he cuts to the basket. Spin move. Hand off to Hogue.
And
he gets down
low. Westhusing taps it out.
Good job from Sutton. Westhusing right there providing some pressure. It goes out of bounds off of one of those two. It's going to be Falcons ball underneath their basket, but it would have been an easy layup for Hogue otherwise.
Kervin,
so good
checks,
stop.
Kervin checks in for Hayden Swanger.
Hogue with the ball at the corner. Hands it off to Weeks. To Hilly at the wing. Hilly. He's going to drive. Take an 18-foot jumper. Get it.
He
good.
Hits everything.
Yeah, he hasn't been missing too much this evening. To Sutton at the wing.
Ooh,
press
careful.
Is going to be broken. To Wilson. To Kervin. Kervin. He drives. Spin move. Shot over.
Oh, man.
Malden. Wow. What a give up of height right there. And somehow Kervin gets it in. 39-35 now. And we have Hilly with the ball down the court for the Falcons. He finds Weeks. Back over to Hilly. Into the corner for Hogue. Down low to Malden. He goes up and gets it in over Henley. 41-35 now. The score still a 6-point lead for the Falcons. Wilson with the ball. He's coming across the timeline. Throws it way up court to Kervin. Cross courts it to Westhusing. For three. He's open. It's good.
Man.
41-38. It's now a one possession game. 5:55 left here in the third quarter. Mountaineers only down by 3. Hilly with the ball over to Weeks for the Falcons. Up top to Hilly. Hilly He's going to cut inside, get to the bucket. Little runner from him. He misses. We'll take it. He finally missed one. Westhuizen gets the ball. Up court to Sutton. Down low to Henley. Henley, turnaround jumper blocked by Malden.
He got hung up there. He tried to do a spin move. He didn't fall for it.
A drive from Weeks. He's going to lay it in. And a timeout going to be called by the West Rowan Falcons. I need to make sure I don't say West Henderson Falcons. I nearly did right there because we have our own West Falcons here. But it's the West Rowan Falcons, so they take a timeout. Score is 43-38 in favor of the Falcons right now, but these Mountaineers, they're really pushing. They got it down to a one-possession game just a second ago with 5:28 left here in the third now. We are down by five, and looks like getting information, the Pisgah boys actually just tipped off 10 minutes ago. I'm not sure if they might have had two home games for that Piedmont team that they're playing, or if they just got a little bit of a late start over there, having to travel that far. I'm not sure. But either way, Pisgah boys just had tip-off, and at halftime of the Pisgah girls, the South Rowan girls are currently leading 26-20 over the Pisgah girls. It will be Tuscola ball underneath the basket of the Falcons, and of course here comes that just man-to-man press being played from the Falcons. Rogers to inbound it, works it to Sutton, back over to Rogers, to Westhuizen. They finally get across the timeline, press is broken. They've been breaking the press a little bit better now.
This press is a little different in the first half, and we've not had much trouble with it.
Curving to Henley for three. It's good.
Man.
Wow, Henley. Make a three. 43-41. Now it's down to 2 points with 5:05 left here in the third. Malden did not expect that at all, I'm sure. Weeks looking, getting it down low into Malden. He's going to spin move, get to the bucket. He's just a big boy. He gets to the basket. 45-41 with 4:45 left here in the third. Mountaineers down by four.
And West kind of backing off that press a little bit.
Westhuizen gets to the wing. Kind of breaks the ankles of Weeks a little bit, but slows it down.
Student section letting him hear about it over there.
Westhuizen pulls up for a deep three and rattles it in. There we go. It's down to a one-point game with 4.5 minutes left here in the third. Mountaineers down only by one at 45-44.
If you're going to stand there and let him have it, he's going to take it.
Weeks down low to Hogue. Hogue pump fake.
Henley got off his feet there.
Great pump fake. Gets to the bucket. 47-44. It looks like the press is kind of slouched off a little bit from the Falcons.
Just kind of a little one-on-one pressure with the man on the ball.
Henley with the ball at the wing. Malden having to step way out on him now. Hits a cutting curving for an easy bucket. 47-46. Mountaineers playing some good basketball now. We have 4:05 left here in the third. Only down by one. Henley with the ball at the wing. Passes over into the hands of Weeks. Weeks, he's going to pull up from 18. Gets that one in. It's just basket for basket right now, it seems like. 49-46 now in favor of the Falcons. Sutton is coming across the timeline, hands it off to Rogers. He's going to cut to the hole. Get to the bucket, lose it, get it back to Curvin. Finds Rogers, and he walks.
Perkins going to check in. Also, Brooks Wilson back in.
Delgado and Lawrence coming in for the Falcons, bringing out Hogue and Malden. So 49-46, that's about the first possession in 3 minutes that neither team scored. It's been going back and forth for quite a while. Falcons with the ball. It's Hilly coming down the court. He's at the top of the key. Cuts in, 19-foot jumper, foot on the line. That one no good. Rebound going to fall to Westhuizen. No, he tips it, and Henley comes away with it. Good job. Henley strong hands too as Delgado tried to tip that one out of his hands. But Henley's going to bring it up the court. A little bit confused. He finds Curvin. Curvin to the bucket. Turnaround jumper is no good. Rebound falling into the hands of Cure, I believe. Cure gets it stolen away by Henley.
Bounced off a foot.
And Curvin runs it down. Hands it off to Westhuizen. We have 3 minutes left here in the third quarter. Mountaineers still trail by three. Westhuizen top of the key. Drive inside to Wilson. Over to Perkins. It's stolen away by Hilly. He might have a dunk. No, he doesn't.
It'll be the only thing he's not done.
I know. 51-46 after the lay-in from Hilly. Mountaineers back down by five with 2:45. A little bit of a sloppy pass right there from the Mountaineers.
You got to pay attention here.
Westhuizen drive to Perkins.
And they overcommit.
He gets into the coal, and lay-in is no good. Unfortunate. Lawrence gets a rebound. He finds Delgado. Delgado up to Hilly. He's going to drive inside, get to the bucket. Finish from him is no good, but he is fouled. Let's see. That one's going to go on number Curvin. 24. That's Curvin. So 51-46. Mountaineers trail by five. Tuscola basketball is brought to you in part by Dickie's Barbecue Pit, Crompton's Auto Martin Service Center, Waynesville Cycle Center, Haywood Ace Hardware, and Haywood EMC. Hilly at the line for two. First free throw up and good. conversion. 52-46 now for the Falcons with 2.5 left here in the third quarter. Lawrence put in about a minute's worth of work, mauled him back in now. Hilly at the line preparing for his second one. Second free throw is up. This one, no good. Hindley runs down the rebound, finds Westhuizen. Westhuizen coming across the timeline, top of the key, pull up three from him. Wow. Westhuizen has found his stroke, that's for sure.
That's four for him.
52-49 now in favor of the Falcons with 2:15 left here in the third.
Got to play some defense here. Got to watch Hilly.
Hilly is at the top of the key. Finds. That's number five. Weeks and is stolen away by Hindley. Hindley hands it off to Westhuizen. Westhuizen feeling good now. He's driving top of the key. Pull up is going to be blocked.
He lost the handle on it.
I think Weeks got a fingertip on it. Hilly down the court, drives inside, gets to the bucket, up and over, is missed. Baldwin there for the rebound. He drives under. He misses.
That's going to be fouled. That's on Curvin.
We'll see. It's going to be on Curvin. Yep. That's correct.
That's two.
Mountaineers down by three at 52-49 with a minute 45 left here in this third. We've never had a lead here tonight. However, we have trailed by 17, so only being down by three is pretty good. Maldon taking two free throws. Not sure how good his free throws are. However, he does convert on the front end. Early scoring update from the boys at the end of the first quarter for the Pisgah boys. Piedmont is up in that one 12-6. Early at the end of the first quarter in that one. Maldon's first free throw was up and good. His second free throw up and good as well. So a pretty decent free throw shooter from the 6'8 kid. 54-49 now the score. Quickly the press is broken. Perkins down the court. He gets it way across court to McFalls. He does save it. Sutton to Perkins. McFalls now with it. He handles it. Pump fake up. He's fouled. Good job from McFalls. That was crazy hectic. Yeah, however, we managed to keep it.
Little razzle-dazzle there. A little too much almost.
I didn't see which number that went on, which foul that was called on. I think it was a Love maybe down low. I saw a two at some point. Either way, McFalls at the line shooting two. Misses.
Gotta have those.
Yep. It was just on number two for them, which is Cure. So Cure is back out of the game. Hogue going in. Also Delgado out. Rankin in for him. So McFalls preparing for his second free throw. Mountaineers trail by five with a minute 34 left. Second free throw up is short and no good. Rebound falling to Love. McFalls missing two free throws right there. Can't have that. Rankin over to Hogue at the wing.
Watch that cut across the middle there with Love.
Finds Rankin at the jump circle. He gets it down low into Maldon. Maldon pump fakes a shot. He's going to drive, get to the bucket, and fouled by Perkins.
That's not too bad right there. He had an easy bucket going in.
I would much prefer a 6'8 kid to take a shot from 15 feet away rather than basically 15 inches away. So now Maldon is forced to the free throw line, taking two after the foul from Perkins comes in. Really no serious threat of foul trouble for either team. Maldon, though, for a big guy, is pretty soft in the line. He's made all three he's taken tonight. 55-49 now the score in favor of the Falcons. Second free throw up. This one good as well. 56-49. Mountaineers without a bucket for quite some time. Need to get something going right here.
We got to watch those passes. This
Perkins
is getting a little too much.
I don't know how that wasn't a walk, but he collects it, finds Westhuizen.
Settle down here.
They get across the timeline. He's going to cut to the basket.
Having a little trouble with the handle there. And he's putting a five count. He needs to move.
Gets inside. Into the bucket. Westhuizen finished. No good. And Maldon's there for the rebound. Maldon takes the dribble and hands it off to Love. Up court into Hogue and throws it off the foot of Perkins. And out of bounds. So with 52 seconds left here, Mountaineers trail by seven now at 49-56. Weeks to inbound the ball. Looking and passing into the corner for Rakin. Down low to Maldon. He's been kind of having his way down low, and he hits a cutting Love for an easy bucket. 58-49. That's been their kind of go-to this second half so far. Just work it down to Maldon and let him run with it.
They're laying off the outside shooting.
Hindley with the ball at the corner. Hits a cutting Perkins to the bucket. He's fouled and converts.
Big.
58-51. There's our first bucket in some time. We have a chance for three, trying to cut this lead back down to six. Who'd that foul go on? That foul went on number 24. That is Love.
To the second, I believe.
Okay. So the Mountaineers trail by seven. Perkins with an opportunity to cut it to six, though. His free throw up, good. Rattles in. 58-52. Mountaineers now only down by six. Weeks with the ball in the backcourt. Mountaineers have switched from that 3-2 zone they've been running. It's now man-to-man defense they've been doing this entire second half.
And 44 Malden really sucking some wind down there.
Yeah.
Landon needs to work him pretty hard.
I think he feels a little bit overworked, I'm sure. West Hissing slapping the four.
They've not done that five-man rotation like they've been doing in the first half.
The last shot's going to be saved for from Weeks. He's going to drive, find Rankin, and it's stolen away by Sutton.
We got time.
Sutton up and over to McFalls. Laying from him. Good. 58-54. A shot at the buzzer from way down, way past half court. It misses. That is the end of the third quarter. Mountaineers cut a lead now down to only 4 points going into the fourth quarter. We're going to take it to break. When we come back, we'll get you set up for that fourth quarter. You're listening to Mountaineer Basketball on Tuscola Sports Radio.
Make the short drive to Taylor Ford in Waynesville and take advantage of the New Year Savings event on a great selection of new Ford trucks, cars, and SUVs at the guaranteed lowest prices of the new year. Ask about Taylor Ford's New Year rebates and special financing on selected vehicles. Taylor Ford in Waynesville, we have your vehicle. Just make your choice and we'll get the price right. 524 Russ Avenue or TaylorFordOnline.com.
You're listening to Live Basketball on Tuscola Mountaineers Sports Radio.
Welcome back here to the first round of state playoff action in Waynesville, North Carolina. For your Mountaineer boys taking on the West Rowan Falcons right now, and the Mountaineers now only trail by four. We actually did cut it to one at some point, but now it's four at 58-54 going into this fourth quarter. Scoring update from the girls' game, I believe they're tied right now.
Don't have a score, but they did. Coach Fox, athletic director, said they are tied.
And quick scoring update from here in this one, Charles?
Well, we've got West Hissing now with 14, Landon Henley with 11, Lane Curvin with 10. Leading for them is, of course, Malden now with 14. Henley's got 13.
There you go. That's leading updates for each team. Now the Mountaineers back into the action. They get the ball to start off this fourth quarter. West Hissing's going to drive. Get to the hole. 14-foot jumper. No good. Malden gets the rebound. Finds, that is Weeks. Weeks. Cross courts are over to Hogue at the wing. Back up top to Weeks. To Hogue at the wing. To Rankin. He cuts into the hole. He might have been blocked a little bit, but double clutches and gets it in. 60-54 now with 7.5 left here in the fourth and final quarter. Mountaineers trail by six. Henley down the court. Finds Wilson. Into the corner for West Hissing. For three, he's fouled. Whoa. Shooting a three. We will take that. That foul is going to go against Rankin. So sending our best free throw shooter to the line for three. Kind of a mistake right there. And usually I was a little bit worried because I thought West Hissing just missed really bad for a second. I was like, wow, I've never seen West Hissing miss that bad. But, okay, that makes sense that he was fouled.
And not what Coach Mike Gurley for West Henderson wanted. So Mr. Rankin is now back on the bench with him.
Yeah, Rankin's going to go out. It's going to bring Hilly. Also Love going to come back into the game. West Hissing's first free throw was up and good. Second one, no good. A bit of an unfortunate miss. He's been extremely solid from the line all season at 87%. And he misses one right there. Not a time we needed it to happen.
Love's checked back in for Lawrence for West.
West Hissing's third free throw, this one up. No good as well. He misses Hilly two of the three.
Who's got it?
And that's going to be Hilly running it down.
Oh.
And West Hissing fouls him. I cannot believe it. West Hissing missing two of the three free throws.
It's been a while.
Yeah, I don't know if he's
missed.
A
couple of games, maybe?
I don't know if he's missed two in a game recently.
Let's see. That's going to be West Hissing's first, so no trouble there.
60-55 in favor of the Falcons. The ball is into the corner for Weeks. Down low to Malden. He goes up and over Henley and in. Henley's going to have to maybe start leaving his feet trying to block.
A little more aggressive. He needs to start. He's got no fouls. So.
Sutton tries a little 15-foot jumper, and Weeks just stuffs it out of bounds. However, it will be Mountaineer ball underneath their basket. The Mountaineers trail by seven with 7:08 left here in the game. Sutton to inbound it. Passes in to Curvin. He goes, little turnaround jumper from him.
Man.
Unfortunate roll. Rattles out. Rebound falling to Weeks. Hands it off to Hilly. He's down the court. Gets it into Weeks' hands. He's going to drive. Inside right hand finish from him is good. Lead was once four. Now back up to nine now for the Falcons with 6:50 left here. Wilson inbounded into West Hissing.
Into the backcourt. They're pressing a little bit, but they're going to back off.
West Hissing, full-length drive at the wing. Dribbling. Still around with the ball. Loses his man. 19-foot jumper. Good. Wow. I thought that was a foul, too.
And Coach messing with the timeout right here.
And it's going to be a full timeout, I believe. 64-57 is the score in favor of the Falcons with 6:33 left. And it is a full timeout with that timeout on the court. That means winter's coming, so why don't you head on over to Crompton's Auto Mart and Service Center on Doan Road to have your vehicle serviced for harsh weather. Crompton's Auto has quality buy here, pay here cars and trucks. We'll take a timeout when we come back. We'll get you set up for the rest of the fourth quarter. You're listening to Mountaineer Basketball on Tuscola Sports Radio.
The way we do banking has changed a lot over the years. Whether it's coming into the office for a home mortgage loan or asking for them right at the dealership for your auto loan, Champion Credit Union is the place to start. They simplify the lending process, offering you the best rates and terms in a way that fits your schedule, your needs. And because they don't have shareholders, their focus is dedicated solely on you. So, why would you go anywhere else? Champion Credit Union. Experience lending. Simplified. Federally insured by NCUA.
Back to the action. This is Tuscola Basketball on Mountaineer Sports Radio.
Welcome back here to Waynesville, North Carolina for the first round of state playoffs where your Mountaineers trail by 7 right now to the Falcons of West Rowan at 64-57. It's been a game that's been going a little bit back and forth now ever since the Mountaineers trailed by 17 at one point. They cut it down to 1, and now we're back down by 7 with 6.5 left here to play in the game. It will be Falcons ball. They're coming down the court right now across the timeline. Attili with it. Finds Hoag. Hoag at the wing. Driving top of the key. Kicks it to Weeks. Weeks has a screen set for him. 18-foot jumper up and good. They are so solid from the floor whenever they have an open shot.
And I think Weeks has their last three baskets now.
West Hoosing down the court for the Mountaineers. He pulls up from way downtown. That one is going to be missed.
Can't afford to be forcing it.
No. Hilly, full-length drive, nearly blocked, but he lays it in. It's now back up to an 11-point lead for the Falcons with 6 minutes left here in the game. Mountaineers trail at 68-57. Sutton down the court to Kervin. Hindley at the top of the key with the ball now. Hits a cutting. Wilson, little runner from him, is good. 68-59.
That's Wilson's first basket of the night.
Kervin loses a shoe. I think he gets it back on now. He's back down the court. Mountaineers down by 9 with 5:35 left here in the game. Love with the ball. Hands it off to Weeks. Weeks at the wing. Finds Hilly top of the key. Back to Weeks at the wing. Down low into Love. He goes up on Kervin.
He uses a shoulder there.
Misses. Rebound falling to Kervin. Gets it up to Westhusen. Bounce pass to Hindley. Hindley picks up his dribble. Finds a cutting Kervin. He gets into the bucket. He is fouled. Going to the line for 2. Kervin has been extremely solid for us this evening. That is number 22 picking up that foul. That is Hoag.
It's his first.
So Mountaineers trail by 9 at 68-59 with 5:17 left here in the game. Kervin, free throw, up and good. 68-60. Coming down to the wire, we need to make sure our free throws are falling down. We have, there we go. All situated now. Perkins and Rogers check into the game. We also have Kervin, Westhusing, and Hindley still out there. Kervin's second free throw. This one up. This one, wow. We'll take it. Banks in. 68-61. If you miss, it's good to miss about 10 inches too far and bank it in. So we have 5 minutes and 10 seconds left here in the game now. Mountaineers trail by 7 again. Weeks with the ball. Finds Hoag. To Love. Love at the wing. Up top to Weeks. To Hoag at the wing now. Hoag driving. Finds Hilly. Little runner from him. Up and good.
Man, he's hard to stop.
He is. He's so solid. He gets so high whenever he jumps too.
He's 70. Not a very tall guy.
No.
About 5'9".
Max Rogers coming down the court. Gets stolen from behind by Hilly. Hilly. He's just going to drive full length of the court. I'm sure he's going to get to the bucket. He does. And lay-in is good. 72-61 now. Mountaineers trail by 11 again with 4 minutes and 37 seconds left here in the game. Kervin down low into Hindley.
Hindley had a nice cut at the basket, but Kervin didn't see him in time.
Hindley shot up and over Malden is no good. That's going to be Love with the rebound. So Hilly down the court, cuts into the lane again,
pass
to Malden.
Pass.
Wow.
No surprise we're not getting a timeout here.
These Falcons just jumped all over the Mountaineers. Cut a 7-point lead up to 13 quick. There's 4:15 left. Mountaineers have got to start acting and fast. Westhusing with the ball, looking, passing cross court to Kervin for 3. We need it. No good, though. Rebound falling into Hilly.
Hilly going to slow it down. Coach kind of taking the pressure off here a little bit.
Mountaineers trail by 13. We have 3:55 left here. Hilly's across the timeline. No need for him to pressure. Perkins finally comes out on him. Weeks with the ball. He's going to cut to the bucket. Get inside. Hand off to Love. He is fouled. by Kervin.
It's going to be three on Kervin.
Now that'll send Love to the line. Really not sure if we can afford to take Kervin out of the game. He's kind of been our saving grace in this one, so I'm sure he's going to stay in.
Well, this is do or die now.
Yep. Doesn't matter if you foul out now. Mountaineers down by 13, and it remains at 13 after Love misses the front end. However, Kervin is coming out. Wilson's coming back in.
So, obviously, maybe Love's the one we need to foul instead of Malden.
Yes. Really, the rest of the shooters out there are pretty solid. Love's second free throw. This one up. Good.
Got that one.
75-61. It's 14 points. Mountaineers trail with 3:45 left here in the game. West Husing coming down the court at the wing. Now drives down into the corner, up top to Perkins. He pump fakes, gets into the hole. Lay-in from him is no good. What? There's a foul. That was a really late call. I was going to go on number five. That's Weeks. They're going to say it was a shooting foul against Perkins, so that'll send Perkins to the line, okay. Shooting two. We'll take it. Tuscola basketball is brought to you in part by Haywood EMC, Taylor Ford, Haywood Ace Hardware, Dickie's Barbecue Pit, and Smoky Mountain Cremations and Funeral Service. So Perkins at the line, shooting two. Makes the front end. There you go. None are going to be bigger than any of the free throws we take from here on out. Or any shot that we take from here on out.
Man, we need them all.
Yeah. Need about perfection. We need some stops to finally come down. Perkins makes good on the second one, too. It's now back down to 12 points. Hilly, he's going to break the press.
He's going to be hard
bounce
to
pass
stop.
To Love. Easy bucket for him. 77-63 now for the rest row and Falcons with 3:20 left here in the game. West Husing, he's coming down the court. Across the timeline. Calling out the play. Henley coming out, setting a screen. West Husing going to slow it down. Bounce pass down low. It's stolen away by Love. Hogue up court. He throws a steal straight into the hands of West Husing. West Husing for three down the court. He misses.
Good
follow by Rogers. Fantastic.
Timeout, Tuscola. That's their fourth.
77-65, and that's going to be another full timeout, I believe. With 3 minutes left here, Mountaineers trail by 12. Actually, they're just going to say a 30-second. So we're going to hold it right here through that one. I'm not sure if we have 30-second timeout. We do. Okay. So the Mountaineers trail by 12 at 77-65. What a fantastic putback from Rogers to get some points on the board right there. It's been a little hectic. We've got to figure out a way to stop Hilly. I'm telling you, his driving.
I don't know that we can.
I don't know either. But we've got to figure out something. I don't know what we got to do. But we've got to figure out something because his driving ability is fantastic, and whenever he's left open, he finishes. If you guard him, he passes. But you've got to make sure you've just got all your ducks in a row whenever you're out there and Hilly's on the court too.
Well, we got he's also quick. He can jump. He's a heck of an athlete.
So the ball is going to be inbounded into Weeks. They're going to break the pressure really quick that the Mountaineers were providing. Weeks gets it stripped from behind. However, Hogue runs it down. Hogue in the wing. And now at the corner. Drives down low. Bounce pass is thrown out of bounds. So the Mountaineers get a turnover right there. And it looks like now the girls are losing 50-39 with 4.5 minutes left to Jesse Carson over in China Grove right now. Mountaineers struggling a little bit here too. Down 77-65. West Husing. Passes over to Wilson at the wing. Up top to Perkins. He pump fakes, drives into the hole, gets into the bucket, misses. West Husing's there for a putback. He is fouled, but going to the line for two. Need these free throws now, West Husing. Can't afford to miss them anymore. I think that went on Weeks. Number five picked up that foul. So now that is the West Rowan Falcons with six fouls. Any foul from here on out will put the Mountaineers at the line, shooting one of ones. Free throw from West Husing up and good on the front end. Ho coming out, Cure checking back in for the Falcons. 2nd free throw coming up from West Husing. This one up and good as well. 77-67 the score in favor of the Falcons. We have 2.5 minutes left to play here in this one.
Cut it to 10. Really got to get a steal here if we can.
Hilly's going to break the press. He gets into the lane, tries a little lay-in, misses. However, Malt is there for the putback. No, he misses. Then he misses again. This time, Henley is going to pick up that foul. So that'll send Malden to the line for two free throws. And he's been solid there tonight. He's made four of them. Mountaineers down by 10. Malden's first free throw up short. Wow, that one looked bad, too. He might be a little fatigued.
First one he's missed.
I mean, he's had to play basically the entirety of the second half, and I'm sure he's not used to that.
He's huffing and puffing.
2:24 left here in the game. Mountaineers down by 10. Malden's second free throw.
Got a box out here.
Is up. This one,
gets
good.
In.
78-67 now. The press is slouched off, so the Mountaineers have a free pass down the court. West Hoosing to the wing. Passes over to Henley. Henley gets it to Perkins. He pump fakes, drives, hands it off to Henley. 15-foot jumper, need it, no good. And that is going to be a rebound falling to Cure for the Falcons. He's double-teamed, loses it.
He lost it out of bounds.
We will take it. So the Mountaineers get the ball back.
Coach trying to take a timeout for West. They didn't grant it because I think the ball was loose at that point.
So we have 2 minutes and 4 seconds here. Mountaineers trail by 11.
Chance to cut it here.
We have never had a lead in this game. Rogers with the ball at the corner. Passes out to West Hoosing. West Hoosing's going to drive. Get inside and stolen away. Love runs it down. Hands it off to Cure, who comes down the court. Slows it down and gets it to Hilly. We've got to put pressure. You cannot afford to let him stand there. We have a minute 50 left. Mountaineers down by 11. Hilly's going to drive. Get to the bucket. Go up and get it in. Wow, Hilly. He is a fantastic player.
And he held up to avoid the charge on top of all that.
Perkins gets it way up the court to Henley, and he is stuffed by Malden. A minute 36, Mountaineers down by 13, and Henley with the ball coming across the timeline. Rogers going to be forced to foul.
You can't let him have a breakaway there.
And we are running very short on time now. That was our seventh foul. That'll send Henley to the line for one-and-ones. About the only option we have now is we need some misses to start falling down on these one-and-ones. And we've got to make every single shot we take.
I don't think it's going to be Hilly.
Hilly makes the front end. 81-67. He's a fantastic player. Let's see how many points he currently has in this one. 22. He misses the second one, though. So 81-67 now. West Hoosing's down the court.
And he's still Hilly coming up from behind on West Hoosing.
To Henley. To Wilson in the corner for three. Good. There we go.
Timeout Tuscola. That's their last. That'll be a full.
So that was a 1-for-3 trade right there. So the Mountaineers cut it back to 11. And with that full timeout on the court, that means winter's coming. So why don't you head on over to Crompton's Auto Martin Service Center on Delwood Road to get your vehicle service for harsh weather. Crompton's Auto has quality buy here, pay here cars and trucks. We're going to take a timeout. Mountaineers down by 11. We'll get you set up for the final minute and 20 when we come back. You're listening to Mountaineer Basketball on Tuscola Sports Radio.
Make the short drive to Taylor Ford in Waynesville and take advantage of the New Year Savings event on a great selection of new Ford trucks, cars, and SUVs at the guaranteed lowest prices of the new year. Ask about Taylor Ford's New Year rebates and special financing on selected vehicles. Taylor Ford in Waynesville, we have your vehicle. Just make your choice and we'll get the price right. 524 Russ Avenue or TaylorFordOnline.com.
You're listening to Live Basketball on Tuscola Mountaineers Sports Radio.
Welcome back here to Waynesville, North Carolina for first round of state playoffs. Between your Tuscola Mountaineers and the West Rowan Falcons, Tuscola currently trailing by 11, though, with a minute 20 left. Scoring update from the Pisgah and Piedmont game. Piedmont is currently leading 32-28. And now Tuscola girls are down 50-41 with 2 minutes to go in that one. The ball is inbounded into Cure. He's going to be fouled by Sutton really quickly, so that'll send Cure to the line shooting one-on-ones. We only had a second fall off the clock, so no time really lost. However, some points can be lost right here. We need some misses to start coming in. That's all we can ask for right now. We need misses.
And this is Cure's first trip to the free throw line tonight.
End of the third quarter from the Pisgah girls in South Rowan. Pisgah is now leading 40-36 in that one at the end of the third quarter. First free throw from Cure is up and good. So 82-70 now. It's a 12-point game with a minute 19 left. This can make it a five-possession game with a make. This one up, no good. Rebound falling to Perkins. He finds West Hoosing in the backcourt. West Hoosing across the timeline. Screen set for him. Finds in Max Rogers in the corner for three. It's up and good. 82-73, down to single digits again. The ball's into the backcourt for Cure. He's going to drive and be fouled by West Hoosing. So Cure going back to the line for one of ones again. Could use a miss on the front end rather than the back end of the one of ones right now. But the last two trips, they've made the front end, so they're still getting points on the board. We'd love no points.
I'm sitting here watching the interaction. West Rand's coach is bald-headed, so his entire head is red as he has a discussion with Hilly, and Hilly's just smiling and enjoying the whole thing.
Free throw up from Cure, rattles in.
I think they, from what I can see, they've missed two free throws tonight. That's all.
Wow.
Overall.
Back out to a 10-point lead now. for the Falcons with 1:03 left. Second free throw from Pure. This one, no good. I'm telling you, they're missing the second free throws right now. West Hoosing, he's going to drive down the court, cut into the hole, get to the basket. Lay-in is no good, but he's fouled. This is what the Falcons need to avoid. They're going to put West Hoosing on the line for a chance to earn points with the clock stopped. So that foul is going to go on number 5. That's Weeks.
It should be 4 on him, I believe.
Okay. 7th foul against the Falcons. So West Hoosing at the line shooting 2. No, man. West Hoosing
has rattled in and out.
He's been fantastic all season, and tonight he's missed 3. We're going to have Love out of the game and Rankin back in. West Hoosing, 2nd free throw. This one up and good. 83-74 the score. Sutton coming in for Rogers. Might be bringing in Sutton for defensive purposes and Rogers for offense, not sure. Work it up to Rankin. He's going to be fouled. Is this his first trip to the line? I'm not sure.
Rankin, yes. And that's just Brooks' first foul.
Rankin's a very stout kid out there. It's kind of one of those Grace Perkins builds if you look at him. Not very tall, but don't want that head of steam running after.
Very solid.
Yeah, so Rankin's got 2 shots coming in for him, as that was our 10th foul. Free throw up and good, nothing but net.
This team can shoot free throws,
yeah,
too.
They can. We've struggled a little bit from the line tonight.
Of course, they play in a very, very tough conference.
Extremely tough. I mean, they had 7 teams that made it into the state playoffs, so that's incredible in its own. Second free throw is missed. They've been missing the second free throws a lot here. It's back out to a 10-point lead. Perkins down the court for 3.
Way over.
Misses. Rebound. Falling into Hilly, and he is fouled.
He's got 4 rebounds.
Mountaineers, they are really gripping at anything they can find right now and might be a little too late. They're down by 10. We have 47 seconds left. And as mentioned, all we can ask for is misses, and all we can ask for on our end is makes. That's all that we can ask.
And Mr. Hilly, among other things, really appears to be enjoying himself out there.
Yeah.
Smile on his face, very happy.
Yeah, he's a player that likes to have fun, I'm pretty sure, while he's playing. And well-deserved. He's very good. He's earned it. Makes the front end. Second free throw is on its way. It's up. And once again, they missed the second one. Been the trend here lately. Back to an 11-point lead. Mountaineers down the court. West Hoosing cuts into the hole. It's fouled. Is that one going on Weeks?
It's
on Weeks.
Should be his 5th.
He might have just fouled out of the game. Oh, it's only 4. Okay, getting word that that's only 4 picked up.
Missed one there.
So that'll send West Hoosing to the line for 1-1s. Mountaineers trail by 11. We have 41 seconds left here in the game. Free throw up. My goodness, it rattles out. The rattle is not falling our way. Weeks runs down the rebound, works it up to Rankin. He's down the court, across the timeline. Mountaineers just going for the steal right now. Malden with the ball down low, and looks like that's about going to
They're
be
pass
it
around and try to.
Yeah, I don't think any more fouls are going to come in for the Mountaineers. Let's see if they just can't work a steal. Hilly, he's going to drive inside, pull it back out. That's going to be it, folks. Mountaineers are going to lose first round of state playoffs. The boys, the girls on the other end, were down by 9 with 2 minutes left in that one. So we'll have to see if they're able to pull out a win over there against Jesse Carson. And that is going to be the game here this evening. The Mountaineers lose first round of state playoffs. What a fantastic season from them, though. They really had a rough go of it, and they managed to get a home game first round. So congratulations to these Mountaineers. However, first round of state playoffs, they lose. That's going to be it for basketball this season. And they lose 85-74 to the Falcons of West Rowan. Just what a fantastic season from these Mountaineers. Standing up, giving a standing ovation to these Mountaineer boys, letting them know that, hey, we love them. They played a great season, but hey, nothing to worry about. They had a great run. Of course, we will be doing baseball and softball coming up here in about a week's worth of time, so make sure you're tuned in, and you can go to WPTLradio.net and find out when those games will be. But that will be coming up very shortly. I believe our first broadcast might be March 1st. Question mark on that one, not 100% sure. But a final here this evening from the first round of state playoffs. Mountaineers lose 85-74. We're going to try to get you scoring updates from the girls' game whenever we can in that one. We're going to take us one more break whenever we come back. We'll give you the full-time stats and maybe have our player of the game up here for you. You're listening to Mountaineer Basketball on Tuscola Sports Radio.
Make the short drive to Taylor Ford in Waynesville and take advantage of the New Year savings event on a great selection of new Ford trucks,
cars and SUVs at the guaranteed lowest prices of the new year. Ask about Taylor Ford's New Year rebates and special financing on selected vehicles. Taylor Ford in Waynesville, we have your vehicle. Just make your choice and we'll get the price right. 524 Russ Avenue or TaylorFordOnline.com.
You're listening to Live Basketball on Tuscola Mountaineers. Haywood EMC is proud to support Tuscola Mountaineer Sports. Your local Touchstone Energy Cooperative has grown with a single commitment to afford reliable and safe electrical services. In addition, they can provide you with energy conservation assistance, security lighting, backup generators, and whole house surge protection for your home or business to make life better for you, the member. Haywood EMC, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative.
The way we do banking has changed a lot over the years. Whether it's coming into the office for a home mortgage loan or asking for them right at the dealership for your auto loan, Champion Credit Union is the place to start. They simplify the lending process, offering you the best rates and terms in a way that fits your schedule, your needs. And because they don't have shareholders, their focus is dedicated solely on you. So, why would you go anywhere else? Champion Credit Union. Experience lending. Simplified. Federally insured by NCUA.
Back to the action. This is Tuscola Basketball on Mountaineer Sports Radio.
Welcome back here to Waynesville, North Carolina, where we have a final on hands from the first round of state playoffs between the West Rowan Falcons and your home team of the Mountaineers. Mountaineers unable to pull it out. They lose late to the Falcons, 85-74. Nothing bad to the Mountaineers, though. They had a fantastic season. Really a great game here this evening as well. They've made a push. They were down by 17 at one point. They actually cut it down to 1 at one point in the game. However, unable to hold off Hilly and the rest of the Falcons late, and the Mountaineers lose first round of state playoffs. And it is now time for a Haywood Ace Hardware Player of the Game Award. And tonight's award for outstanding effort from a Mountaineer player is going to go to Mr. Anthony Westhusing. You can go by Haywood Ace and see Steve and his friendly staff west of Lake Junaluska Stoplight on Delwood Road for all of your winter needs. Well, Anthony, had a little bit of a rough go of it there in that first half. You struggled finding your shot. However, coming out of the halftime break, it seemed like nothing could go wrong for you. You were draining three after three after three. You ended up having a 4 for the game. So just talk about, you know, some of those three-pointers you were taking. They were coming at clutch times there in that third quarter.
I came out and I felt I didn't play it the best I could in the first half. So I just knew I had to bring it, and I just had to step up for my teammates and knock down some shots.
Well, I've got to switch the sheet over to West Rowan a little bit. Hilly, he had a fantastic game, the little point guard number one for them. And he had 23 points. He was the leading scorer overall tonight. You were second leading with 20. Talk a little bit about some of the movements he was making. How was he so quick out there?
Yeah, that's an athletic team, and he's a really great player. Props to him. He just explosive, you know. It's hard to stay in front of him.
Yeah.
He just kept getting to the rim, but he's a really good player, and I wish that team the best in the playoffs.
Definitely. They'll more than likely be taking on Cox Mill second round, I believe, if I'm looking at the women's bracket right now. But I'm pretty sure they're taking on Cox Mill second round, assuming that Cox Mill, the number one from the Midwest, was able to beat Ashbrook. So that's a conference matchup between those two. Cox Mill led that conference against West Rowan, and West Rowan was unable to pick up any wins during the regular season against them. So we'll see if West Rowan can pull out one second round against Cox Mill. Now, Anthony, this was your senior year. Had a fantastic 4 years here. Well, were you here for 4 years at Tuscola?
Yes,
that's okay. Just making sure. Didn't want to say something I wasn't sure about. But, yeah, so fantastic 4 years for you here at Tuscola. Just talk about your experience.
I gave it all to this program. Coach Messer and Coach Fern, they took me in early, coming after my brother. And, you know, just every day they worked with me. And, you know, they made me the player I am today, and I couldn't say more about my teammates, you know, the whole community, my family. Mm-hmm. I just gave it all for this program.
Well, you did give it all, and you gave it all here tonight, too. However, West Rowan was able to pick up that win. They're going to move on to the second round of state playoffs. Anthony, is there anything you'd like to say leaving this Tuscola basketball program?
I just wish them the best, and I thank them for all the great memories. And, you know, I always cherish it in my heart.
Yeah. Well, they do have a pretty young squad that's coming up for the next few years, so they should be a pretty good team next few years as well. Henley, he's going to be one of those leaders out there.
Yeah.
Just a sophomore, and he's one of the leading people in the nation for double-doubles. Mm-hmm. So that's a pretty big feat for him. So this Tuscola Mountaineer team, nothing too much to worry about, even though they're losing a few fantastic seniors out there. in West Hoosing. We also have Wilson, Hayden Swanger, and Nathan Weaver out there, and he's kind of the heart and soul of this Tuscola team. But you know what? This Tuscola team, nothing too much to worry about. They're going to be a fantastic team in years to come. Well, Anthony, thank you so much, and congratulations on being our Haywood Ace Hardware Player of the Game Award for about the fourth or fifth time this season. Fantastic job. So it is the final here this evening. Mountaineers lose 85-74, first round of state playoffs. A final from the girls' game as well. They lost to Jesse Carson 58-46 in that one. So the girls lose first round state playoffs as well. So basketball is done here at Tuscola. But hey, nothing too much to worry about. Charles, what you got?
Well, we got coming up Friday, we got a scrimmage. Baseball, softball starts up 4 o'clock JVs.
Exactly what I was going to mention.
We got baseball versus Inca, and then the varsity will scrimmage against Inca at 6. Then on Saturday morning at 11 o'clock, we've got a 3-way softball scrimmage with Tuscola, Robbinsville, and AC Reynolds.
Yeah, so there you go. Some baseball, softball going to pick up for Tuscola. Also, you can listen to that right here on the Tuscola Sports Radio app. I believe, Charles, you'll be leaving us for baseball. I'll be picking up another broadcast partner. You'll have to tune in to find out who that one is. But we will be having baseball and softball, even a couple soccer games coming up for you for the Tuscola girls.
I heard that, and I talked to some of the girls' soccer players, and they hadn't heard about it, so they were kind of excited.
Yeah, so there's going to be a couple soccer games that are going to get broadcasted this year, too, so that's definitely extremely new for this area. I don't know of anyone that broadcasts soccer around here.
I've never heard of a radio broadcast on a soccer match around here before.
So that'll be something very new. Make sure you tune in and listen to that. That'll be me bringing you that action, and I'm not sure who my broadcast partner will be for that one. However, that should be some fun, and of course, baseball and softball coming up. I believe the first airing for that will actually be on March 1st. That is is that 1 week? No, that's a week and a day.
Week and a day,
from right now. So I think, don't quote me on that, you can go to WPTOradio.net, and I believe we will have the sheets up there,
the schedule.
Thank you. I had playoff roster on my mind, and I'm like, that is wrong. I'm not going to say that.
No, we're done with that. Yeah.
So the schedule will be up there in that one, and that will be that will go into the Tuscola spring sports season for baseball, softball, and even a couple soccer games. But it is the final for us here this evening. Mountaineers lose 85-74. Charles, any closing thoughts on this season?
Well, it's been an amazing season for both the boys and the girls. The girls have had a hard fight to get back to playoff contention, and it's good to see that. And the boys, of course, I guess the highlight of the season for these guys is the two wins over Pisgah, particularly in the conference tournament. And that, oh my gosh, that close game against North where they 30 seconds to go, we got a 2-point lead, and we think, okay, we may have this thing. But just a great shot by that player from North Henderson to take the lead and the win there at the buzzer. But a good season for the Tuscola Mountaineers on both sides, boys and girls.
Yeah, it definitely was a fantastic season. I don't think anything's bigger than picking up two wins against Pisgah. I'm sure that's something they're going to keep with
them. Not on this end of the county, anyway.
This senior squad loved it. And picking up two out of three against Pisgah, anytime you're able to do that, it's pretty good time, considering Pisgah, for the most part, has been known for being a little bit better at basketball. So for us to be able to pick those wins up was a fantastic feat. For sure.
I think that was the first time they took two or three from them, I think, since maybe the early 2000s.
Yeah, it probably was. And the girls, it's been a while since they've even had a winning record, let alone made it to the playoffs. So a good job from them this year.
Good improvement
for
the girls.
And so that is a final here this evening. I'll give you scoring updates quickly on the boys and girls for Pisgah. Last time I had an update, Pisgah boys were losing 32-28 at halftime to Piedmont. And at the end of the third quarter, last update I have, Pisgah girls were up 40-36 over South Rowan in that one. Well, it's a final here in the first round of state playoffs. No more basketball for the season, but tune back in to Tuscola Sports Radio and at WPTLradio.net for a schedule for the Tuscola Spring Sports schedule for what they are going to be getting into for baseball, softball, and soccer. Well, that's it for Charles Allison and myself, Ryan Castle. Until Tuscola Spring Sports, so long, everybody.
Tuscola High School Basketball is a production of Tuscola Mountaineer Sports Radio and WPTL. Brought to you by
Taylor Ford, Waynesville Cycle Center, Haywood Ace Hardware, Smoky Mountain Cremations and Funeral Services, Crompton's Auto Mart and Service Center, Dickey's Barbecue Pit, and Haywood EMC. Until spring sports, everybody. So long.